So here I am at the Strand Theater in Dorchester. Nearly full crowd. Lots of people. I'm in the upper rows. Down on the stage is a big screen showing clips from the Sunrise Movement rallies. Banners everywhere saying things like, our time to rise, our time to lead. Good jobs and a livable future is the motto of the day. So, let's just enjoy the sound for a minute. Welcome to the Climate Minute, your source for insight and perspective on global warming news. My name's Ted McIntyre. Well, the Green New Deal is now at the heart of the climate politics discussion here in the United States. The Green New Deal, as you probably know, arose out of the hard work of the Sunrise Movement, which is a collection of young activists over the past year. And of course, the story of the Sunrise Movement has been told in a bunch of different places. But the current state of play is that there's a Green New Deal resolution in front of the House of Representatives. And the Sunrise Movement, for its part, has decided to conduct a road tour across the United States in support of the Green New Deal. So I was lucky enough to be able to attend the kickoff show of the road tour. It happened here in Boston, in Dorchester, to be explicit. And it was great. In case you were not able to be there yourself, I thought I'd put up a few brief clips of some of the speakers. Not all of the speakers. My recording was of mixed quality, and so we'll put up the ones that sound the best. But we're going to hear, without too much commentary from me, from the founder of the Sunrise Movement, Varshini Prakash. Then we'll hear from Representative Ayanna Presley, who's one of now the leading stars in the U.S. Congress. We'll hear from Reverend Mariama White Hammond, who is a powerful activist here in the Boston area. And finally, from Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey. So, here you go. Enjoy.
For our generation growing up right now. And we are mad. We are mad when people tell us that it's too complicated, or it's hard, or it's unrealistic. We don't care. This is a matter of life and death. We don't care. We're not listening to the people who say it's too hard. We're not listening to the people who say they don't have the answers. We're not listening to the people who say it's too complicated. We are rolling our sleeves up and we are ready to get to work, and we are saying you need to follow our lead.
We have an opportunity to hope, to dream, and an obligation to demand, and to work for, to work toward, and to usher in the necessary shifts in policy and practice that will ready us to address the persistent impacts of climate change, which can be leveraged as a tool to assert our values when it comes to the dignity of our communities. Motivated by hope, not fear, a hope and a demand for the dignity of our communities, for clean air to breathe, for safe drinking water, for free and space to contribute to our communities in a way that is real and meaningful. Together, we are here to build a world, one that our communities deserve and demand. As preservers of our communities, together we assert that climate justice is intrinsically linked to our human rights and our shared humanity. Together, we assert that we must act with a fierce sense of urgency. Together, we proclaim that a green economy will save our planet and center the dignity of workers.
Your souvenir from the kickoff show of the Green New Deal road tour organized by the Sunrise Movement. It was a good show. It was a good night. I'm grateful to the Sunrise Movement for organizing it. You can find the Climate Minute on MCAN Facebook page at /MassClimateAction. You can listen to us directly on your smartphone using any of the modern podcast distribution apps. If you want, please, not if you want, I command that you must send an email to podcast@massclimateaction.net. Let us know what you think, what we ought to be talking about. So we'll close where we always close, by saying that because we recognize the necessity of personal accountability, because we accept responsibility for a durable future, and because we believe it's our patriotic duty as citizens to speak out, we must insist that the United States transform its energy sector over the next decade under a just and equitable plan, using regulation, investment, and a price on carbon to safeguard our collective future. So thanks very much for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Very cool.